Voters are heading out to participate in two special congressional elections today, one in South Carolina to decide who will replace Mick Mulvaney, now President Trump's budget director. And then there's Georgia. You've probably heard the race to fill the seat formerly held by Tom Price, now Secretary of Health and Human Services, is the most expensive House race in U.S. history. After an election in April, this runoff pits Republican Karen Handel against the Democrat John Ossoff. It's been seen as a test of the Trump presidency, and the president has been tweeting this morning to get out the vote for the Republican. Bradley George of Here Now contributor Georgia Public Radio is watching it all. And so, Bradley, what's been going on in the polls? Do we see turnout?
Yes, we have seen big turnout in the early voting phase. About 140,000 people cast ballots in the last couple of weeks. Turnout today has been pretty steady. I imagine once people get off work around 4 or 5 o'clock that we'll see a rush at the polls. The weather doesn't look so great in Atlanta today. That could affect turnout as well.
Well, the AP spoke with voters in the 6th District about how they're feeling. Let's start with David Ware.
We have a chance to make a decision about who's going to lead us, whether the president is there or is not there, whether his policies are good or bad. We need to have someone that we can depend on and rely on to make our voice heard. One congressman out of 435 really can't make a tremendous difference, but they can certainly have an impact locally.
And here's another one, Tom Greathouse.
There's been a ton of emotion involved, and I think Washington has played a part in this election, and I think emotion is good. That gets people out, and it gets people talking, and ultimately, I hope it gets things done.
So some voters speaking to the AP in Johns Creek, Georgia. But Bradley, how do people feel largely about so much outside participation in this race, all the money coming in, all the workers coming in? How do they feel about it?
Oh, it's crazy. All the journalists coming in as well. This is a race that's gotten attention all around the world. I think people are going to be relieved that this is finally coming to an end. You know, we had a first round of voting in April where there were 18 candidates in the running. And then since then, it's been this slog between Ossoff and Handel. So I think it's going to be a relief. And you heard a little bit in that voter tape that you played that people are aware that, you know, this is just one congressperson that's serving part of a term. And they're not going to have a whole lot of impact, but they want somebody who ultimately is going to represent the interests of this suburban Atlanta district.
Yeah. I want to ask you about that ad from a conservative PAC that blamed last week's baseball practice shooting on Ossoff and liberal Democrats. And you had a Republican official there, Brad Carver, tell the New York Times, "I think the shooting is going to win this election for us, the Republicans." Now, the ad was odious to both the candidates, but the Republican Handel didn't ask for it to be pulled. What effect do you think that ad will have?
I don't know if it is going to have much of an effect. I haven't seen the ad on TV. I think it's gotten more play in the news media and on social media than it has as a television piece. But it's interesting that you bring up the shooting and Steve Scalise, who was the congressman from Louisiana, who was seriously injured in that. On his campaign Twitter this morning, he tweeted out, "Karen Handel is a great candidate, and hashtag Team Scalise is pulling for her."
Right. Well, what else do you think we should know about this? We noted in the minute that we have, we noted that much has been made of the fact that this is a district which is considered to be very educated, and Democrats are targeting what they think are districts that might maybe move away from Trump. Thoughts?
Yeah, because if you go back to 2016, Tom Price, who's now the HHS secretary, he won re-election by a wide margin. Donald Trump, though, only won this district by 2 points. So you probably had a lot of people who were splitting their tickets, voting for Tom Price and then maybe voting for Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. John Ossoff is hoping to cleave off some of those votes. He got about 8 to 10% of the GOP vote in the first round. And he's hoping to get that and maybe pick up a little bit more to take him over the top.
Well, still a big challenge for him. The seat been held by Republicans for 40 years. Bradley George of Here Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.